For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. The bathroom ban is still in effect. Richmond wrangles over how to balance the books. UVA looks into an enduring medical mystery. And Charlottesville's council carries on after a spiteful meeting. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, August 20th, 2019. A school board in Virginia says it will keep fighting in court to defend its transgender bathroom ban. The Gloucester County School Board said Friday that it intends to appeal a recent federal court decision that sided with former student Gavin Grimm. The announcement follows a ruling by U.S. District Judge Arenda Wright Allen that said the board's bathroom policy violated Grimm's constitutional rights and other federal protections. The policy required transgender students to use private restrooms or bathrooms that correspond with their biological gender. The board said it was meant to protect students' privacy. The policy has been the focus of a legal battle for more than 4 years. Grimm's 2015 lawsuit was once a federal test case and had come to embody the debate about transgender students' rights. This week, Governor Ralph Northam will outline the state of Virginia's finances to the House and Senate Money Committees of the General Assembly. And, as Michael Pope reports, opinions are divided about the best way to balance the books.
Major corporations that have subsidiaries in several different states have a lot of tricks up their sleeves to avoid paying taxes. Chris Wattica at the Commonwealth Institute says many large companies use account maneuvers and profit sharing to dodge state taxes.
An example would be if a manufacturing company buys inputs from one of its subsidiaries in another state and pays an artificially high price for that. That would end up reducing their state taxable income in the state of the parent company.
One potential solution, he says, is known as combined reporting. Corporations would essentially report all their income to Virginia, everything from the parent company and everything from all the subsidiaries in other states. That way, a clearer picture would emerge about what they owe Virginia. Jared Walczak of the Tax Foundation says it doesn't always work out that way.
Because you might have a company that has income and gains in Virginia, but has a subsidiary in Maryland that actually posted losses, and you're bringing the losses into Virginia, not gains.
Minnesota, he says, is one example of a state that adopted combined reporting and ended up losing revenue as a result. I'm Michael Pope.
The Daily News Record reports that the Harrisonburg Community Health Center was awarded $167,000 in federal funding to support behavioral health services, including mental health and substance abuse disorder services. U.S. Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine announced this week that the Department of Health and Human Resources would be dividing more than $3 million among 21 health clinics statewide. The $167,000 coming to Harrisonburg will be put toward doubling access to behavioral health services, adding two counselors for the Community Health Center of Elkton, and placing a counselor at the Virginia Mennonite Retirement Community. University of Virginia researchers are tackling one of autism's great mysteries, why it affects boys 4 times more than girls. Charles Fishburne reports.
Kevin Pelfrey of UVA's Department of Neurology says shedding light on autism spectrum disorders in girls has almost been totally overlooked.
The more we know about girls and the more we know about the differences between boys and girls with autism, the better we will be at understanding how autism manifests in girls. And that might actually help us to understand both boys and girls with autism a little better and do a little bit better job of helping them to achieve their very best outcome.
And he says the current lack of information about girls means many are never diagnosed and miss out on timely intervention. The UVA School of Medicine is spearheading the study, supported by the National Institutes of Health. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
And finally today, Charlottesville City Councilors reiterated their support for each other in their first public meeting since 3 of them were the target of personal attacks. The Daily Progress reports that Councillor Kathy Galvin read a proclamation on behalf of herself and Councillors Wes Bellamy, Mike Signer, and Heather Hill during Monday's meeting. The proclamation came after concert organizer and activist Tanisha Hudson asked the council at the previous meeting for $35,000 to bring rapper Wail to Charlottesville for a concert at the Unity Days event. Council declined the request. During public comment, residents accused the council of racism and called three of its members Hitler's best friends. Last night's joint proclamation says that those in council chambers will treat each other with respect, not tolerate outbursts or interruptions from the public, not allow verbal abuse, will follow council's rules, and will support the mayor's effort to conduct the meetings. Mayor Nakia Walker, who has consistently stated that she doesn't feel comfortable policing meetings, expressed concern about balancing space for the community to be heard and not shutting down expression. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Tuesday.